You're inside my Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa. We're going green and every color in between during this extreme edition of my Fix It Up Life. We're sharing sensational DaVinci Roofscape's new color program from inside the International Builder Show. Green Builder Magazine's chief editor, Matt Power, is giving us an eco-friendly boost. And a senior producer from Extreme Makeover Home Edition is giving us an insider's look at that popular ABC hit. And that's all happening next on My Fix It Up Life. Real wood, real fun. Win a real wood playset for your family, designed by our family at My Fix It Up Life. Visit free stuff on myfixitup.life.com to enter to win today.
Portions of My Fix It Up Life are brought to you by FixMyHog.com, the number one DVD source for do-it-yourself Harley Davidson maintenance and performance. Know Thy Hog by visiting them online at FixMyHog.com. The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement. 2 years after his father's death, Brendan is staring down the barrel of a divorce. He leaves his daughters in collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise his father made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping him with his own life.
I reach for my tape more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter rather than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says, "Home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a very rich and unique story." Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says, "A wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that great wisdom is built from the material of everyday life." Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide.
Important medical alert to Avandia users. The diabetes drug Avandia has been linked to serious heart-related injury and even death. If you or a loved one used Avandia and suffered a heart attack, heart failure, stroke, or heart-related death, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Recent congressional reports and FDA studies have found an increased risk of heart attacks and heart failure in patients using the drug Avandia. Time is limited to file a claim. Don't wait. Submit your claim today. Call 1-800-944-0525. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call now for your free consultation. 1-800-944-0525. That's 1-800-944-0525. Find out your legal rights today. Time is limited to file a claim. Call 1-800-944-0525. The attorney responsible for this advertisement is Carrie L. Steigerwalt, admitted in California. Office address, 3636 Noble Drive, Suite 350, San Diego, California, 92122. Cases may be referred to or independently handled by other law firms.
You're back inside my Fix It Up Life. We're on the floor of the International Builders Show, one of the biggest trade shows on the planet. We're in Orlando. We're in the DaVinci Roofscapes booth.
The gorgeous DaVinci Roofscapes booth, I might add.
I just ran out of breath saying that, and it's a good thing I'm sitting down.
It is a good thing you're sitting down, and it's unusual that you're sitting down.
Might stand up just to buck the trend.
You actually stand up to type sometimes, too, when you're on the computer.
Sometimes
There's
I do.
There's always a stance involved. You think you're on the job site even when you're in the office.
Well, you know what? That's who I am. That's who I am. I write and send emails and stuff, but it's about building it.
It is about building it.
Yeah.
But you know what? When you're done building it, you want to make sure it looks good, too.
Yes, you do.
And we are joined by a color expert right here in the DaVinci booth.
Yes, we are. We're joined by Kate Smith, who's the owner of Sensational Color, the author of several books. And she's here to tell us a little bit more about what DaVinci's got cooking.
I absolutely am. We've got a lot of great stuff cooking when it comes to color.
I love it. Now, color is not my strong suit, but I can say beyond the shadow of a doubt, it's really, really important.
It is important, Mark, and especially for homeowners. It's one of the things that most reflects their personality in their home. So people do want to have color that matches what they want to tell the world about themselves. And DaVinci Roofscapes is a great way to have that happen. We call it color from the top down.
Color from the top down.
I like it.
You like it?
I like it. That's catchy.
Well,
it's
and
colorful.
I've read that there are 49 different colors and 28 roofing color blends that you can get from DaVinci now. That's an explosion of color.
That's right. You got that right, Teresa. We have the most, the largest range of color of any synthetic roofing product. And the color blends are absolutely beautiful. You can see them on the website with the new Color Designer tool.
Oh, I love the Color Designer tool. Playing around with it, and it's just so fun to be able to pick the pattern that you want to have, all of the different tiles and everything, and you can see it. See how they all come to life, because it's hard for a lot of people to visualize what different colors look like, especially for a roof.
Yeah, absolutely. And the Color Designer makes it easy. You can visualize the blends that we've pre-put together, which are great, and you can see how the different colors work and where they're going to be placed. Or you can create your totally own custom blend from any of the 49 colors. You can bring it together and you can see, you know, how the arrangement's going to look and start to get an idea of how that might work on your home.
That is so helpful.
It's huge because, at least in my opinion, the roof is the most underserved yet biggest style element of the home.
It is. It makes a huge statement. I mean, it's how much part of the facade is it? I mean, the roof is huge.
Well, yeah. It can be really as much as 40% of what the visual that you get on your home.
Sure.
So it makes it really important that it ties in with your entire look and that you get it, you know, you have an opportunity to set your house apart with your roof. And that's where DaVinci product really can make a tremendous difference, because it's a gorgeous product and it's not the same old, same old. And, you know, so you can add a color, you can do something that's customized and really let your house stand out in the neighborhood.
Well, the other thing, too, is that, you know, DaVinci Roofscapes has a 50-year warranty. So, you know, it's going to last for a long time. And the Color Helper online really does help you to make sure that what you're doing, what the statement that you're making about yourself and your family, that roof's going to last for a long time. And it really does provide security for somebody who's not quite sure about playing around with color, too.
Teresa, that's a great point, because you know what? People really do want to add color, but often what holds them back is they don't feel confident. And the Color Designer helps give them that confidence to know what it's going to look like, to start to visualize. It's very difficult for people often that don't work in the industry of building or doing things to visualize what something's actually going to look like in place. So the Color Designer tool is the first step to making that happen. And then, of course, getting samples and the other things DaVinci provides to make sure that you know exactly what it's going to look like before you have it installed. And I think that we offer really great tools for homeowners, as well as a lot of great advice. We're there to help.
Now, if somebody has questions and they want to go to DaVinci Roofscapes and they want to, you know, check out all the color and they're unsure, can they ask questions online?
Absolutely. I mean, we've got myself, I'm there to help answer questions and to give...
Oh, you're going to be there too?
Absolutely.
Oh, cool.
So that'll be
like
great.
That.
We've got other players on the team too that can help, that know a lot about color and can help the homeowner really understand what might be the best choice.
Sure.
Listen to what they're trying to accomplish with the look of their home and guide them into the perfect color scheme or the perfect color blend.
So does that mean, you know, they have XYZ type of siding or whatever color of house and they want to paint the house, and you can help them weave in a roof that's going to make the most sense for where they live and what they're after?
Yes, absolutely. One of the things with the roof is it really is a permanent element. Teresa, as you mentioned, it's 50 years. So it is going to be on there for a long time. But you want to look at the roof and the other fixed elements in your home, the stone or the brick or things that are also going to be long-lasting, because the siding's the easiest thing to change. And so when we're looking at putting a roof on, we look at the overall exterior of the home. And by marrying the roof to other elements within the home, it gives you a lot of flexibility. If you decide to change your siding color or change your front door, you're really flexible.
Wow, I like that.
You know, because we're talking about permanence of the roof. We're talking about the permanence of elements like stone. But no house stays the same forever.
No.
You're going to paint it. You're going to do new stucco. It might be an old house and old stucco, and it's going to need to be repaired or whatever. So what you're saying is you're able to offer some flexibility with the color recommendation.
It's absolutely one of the things I most like about the color blend, is that it gives you a lot of options. You might decide you're going to go with a gray house, and maybe with the blend it has a little bit of warmth, and you could go to more of a creamy tan, and it will still all work with your roof and your other elements within your home.
Wow.
I'm all for it.
Well, I want to ask you a little bit about being a color expert, too, because I am dazzled by your necklace right now, I have to say.
I was wondering. I've been wondering the whole time.
I've been dying to say
when,
something.
You know what? I'll just be over here.
And your ring is beautiful, too. Oh,
thank you. Yeah, I'm all about color.
I've been waiting.
So
I actually wanted to talk about Da Vinci Roofscapes, but all right, we'll get back to that.
I am in the European blend outfit today.
That's what I was going to say. You do look...
the European blend.
You look like you belong here on a roof.
Absolutely.
I might actually hit myself in the head with this folder.
Yeah. Do you get asked a lot of like fashion questions and stuff, too, while you're working here at Da Vinci Roofscapes?
Yeah, I haven't really been asked fashion questions. I can certainly buy what somebody's wearing off and guide them into probably a roof that they're going to like.
Oh, what kind of roof should we get based on what we're wearing right now?
Well, I don't know. I actually think European blend, similar to the color scheme I'm using, would be perfect for the two of you.
You know why this is uncanny and slightly frightening?
That's what
we have.
That's what we have on our house.
That's the color scheme you chose.
Yeah, that's
really
what we have.
You know what? You all did a great job of picking the perfect blend for your home.
I like she's complimenting
she
it.
She picked it.
I did. I picked it.
Yeah.
Teresa, you're the fashionable one in the group.
Without a doubt, she's the fashionable one, and she's the color and design expert. And I'm the guy. I installed the roof, and I understand how important it is, but I don't have what you two have.
Right.
Like, I can see it, I get it, and then I still need to be told, you know what, it should be this, it should be that. It's too bright, it's too dim.
Well, what we usually do is I narrow down the choices, the universe of all of the decisions that need to be made, and then I say, which one of these three do you like, Mark?
That's a great way to do it. But, Mark, you also had the opportunity once Teresa narrowed down the colors to find out how fabulous it was to install the product.
Well, it's incredible. And we were standing here setting up it.
I'm actually better at installing it, though, I have to say.
Teresa, you're good all around, it sounds like.
Right on the line.
I was right there. They have the what is it called?
She
the layout marks.
All the nails right
dead
through the
dead center and
marks.
All of them. Yep.
And then I lost my train of thought because you're talking about...
How awesome I am?
This. Well, yeah, let's... Oh, we only have 2 minutes left, so let's just take 20 to talk about how awesome you are.
Well, but can I make a suggestion that we talk about how awesome the product and the new colors are?
I did, and that was my story. So we're sitting here setting up. And a builder walks by, and he looks at the system here at the booth in Da Vinci Roofscapes, and he just says, oh, yeah, slate roofing. Period.
You know how many times that happened to us when we were getting ready to do our roof, our Da Vinci Roofscapes roof,
yeah.
And people would come up and walk by the pallet of tiles and think that it was really slate. They would touch it, they would look at it, and they would just, and we'd say, no.
Well, the technology does with the modeling, in the way it blend, the colors blend together, it really does look like the real thing. And actually, when you see it next to the real thing, I think it looks better.
Well, my mom even took one of the cutoffs from one of the tiles home with her to show my dad to try to convince him to get Da Vinci Roofscapes roof, too.
So, I hope she's doing a good job with that.
I don't know. We'll see about that.
Kate, we have about 30 seconds for you to give us the title of your book. And for us to take a break.
Okay. First book is Color Confidence, Color for Your Home Interior, helping homeowners find colors for their home interior. And the complement to that will be for the home exterior, and that will be coming out later this year.
Fabulous.
Fantastic. Where can they find information about that?
Well, you can visit my website at sensationalcolor.com.
Fantastic. And go to DaVinciRoofscapes.com for more information about all the fabulous colors. And we'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life. Then I'm here
in the circumstance. My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
Thinking of building a deck but not sure what product to use? Make the smart choice. Choose Real Wood. Pressure-treated wood is the number one decking material and has been for decades. It's easy to find, easy to use, affordable, and beautiful. Its strength and durability make it perfect for decks, gazebos, playsets, and any other backyard project. The authentic look of wood means your backyard project blends into your backyard. Real Wood is a perfect complement to nature, and it's simple to maintain. For more information, visit realoutdoorliving.com and follow us under Wood on Facebook.
Important medical alert to Avandia users. The diabetes drug Avandia has been linked to serious heart-related injury and even death. If you or a loved one used Avandia and suffered a heart attack, heart failure, stroke, or heart-related death, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Recent congressional reports and FDA studies have found an increased risk of heart attacks and heart failure in patients using the drug Avandia. Time is limited to file a claim. Don't wait. Submit your claim today. Call 1-800-944-0525. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call now for your free consultation. 1-800-944-0525. That's 1-800-944-0525. Find out your legal rights today. Time is limited to file a claim. Call 1-800-944-0525. The attorney responsible for this advertisement is Carrie L. Steigerwalt, admitted in California, office address 3636 Noble Drive, Suite 350, San Diego, California, 92122. Cases may be referred to or independently handled by other law firms.
The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement. 2 years after his father's death, Brendan is staring down the barrel of a divorce. He leaves his daughters in collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise his father made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping him with his own life.
I reach for my tape more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter rather than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a very rich and unique story. Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says a wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that great wisdom is built from the material of everyday life. Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide. Got a home improvement question? My Fix It Up Life's Mark and Teresa are ready to help. Call toll free 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixituplife.com to ask your home improvement question. From decks to tiling, licensed contractors Mark and Teresa want to help make your next home improvement project easier. Call them at 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixituplife.com for their helpful advice today. My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa is what's best in home improvement entertainment.
And you're back inside my Fix It Up Life with my husband Mark.
My wife Teresa.
And we are not sitting on the sidewalk chair right now.
No, but I'm psyched for these chairs provided for us by none other than
Da Vinci Roofscapes.
Where we're inside their booth
at the International Builder Show in Orlando, Florida. And this is the 67th Builder Show.
It is the 67th Builder Show. We got about 60,000 people. It would be poetic if 67,000 people showed up.
Oh, there's at least 67,000 people, like, watching us right now doing our live show.
Minimum.
Easy. Yeah.
Minimum.
They're very tiny people.
Yes. They're all miniature. They're plastic.
Well, that's not good because we are joined by Matt Power from Green Builder Magazine. I don't think, you know, he would like us to be creating lots of little plastic people just for our own amusement.
Well, I want to introduce Matt for a second because maybe you haven't heard of Matt, but you've heard about the stuff that he's written and thought about. He's one of the most influential editors and deepest thinking editors that I know that's in the game. And he is the senior editor at Green Builder.
Actually, editor-in-chief now.
Editor-in-chief, congratulations.
Yeah. Let me cross that out.
Is that a new?
Yeah, it's about a year ago, I guess.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Wow.
Note to self, check masthead. Again.
Yeah.
Yeah, new title, not, you know, not new money, but new title, you know.
That's so the way it goes.
That's the way the modern world works.
How's that title working for your mortgage?
Yeah, it hasn't really helped much.
Come on.
Yeah.
Do you write them a letter and say, but I'm editor-in-chief
now? Yeah, don't you know?
Yeah, don't you know who I am?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So what are you working on right now in forthcoming issue of Green Builder Magazine?
Well, right now I'm actually sort of scouring the show floor looking for products that are truly innovative and that are, you know, I'm very conscious of the awareness of greenwashing, especially we now reach a consumer audience. We now go out to Lowe's, and we've been hearing a lot from both consumers and the trades that greenwashing is a big concern now. And partly, I think the mainstream media has just kind of jumped on the greenwashing bandwagon. So we're trying to find products and identify ways that companies can separate themselves from the sort of false green messages. So we're asking harder questions, too. We're asking for, you know, research, specifications, things that can really prove their story, you might say.
I love that. And, you know, whenever we get our copies of Green Builder magazine, I always read your articles first.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, we're not just making that up.
No, we really do.
You say that to all the interviewees.
No, not so much.
We make it up for other ones, but not you.
Yeah.
No, we really do, because we know that you ask really tough questions and you really go in depth to your stories, too.
And we know that you have some job site experience as well. So it's you've been there, and green, and I guess this is a question, is it as much part of the process as it is the product to get a green building?
Yeah, and one of the things that's happening right now is that you're having statewide mandates for green put in place, like, you know, California's Title 24, Portland's looking at a statewide mandate, New Jersey. So essentially, green is going to be a standard. And so really, you know, a lot of the green sort of promotional marketing stuff is simply companies taking steps that they will have to take anyways. The smart companies are sort of, you know, marketing the fact that they're taking these steps. So I don't know if that answered your question, but that's where, like, the big picture of green is going.
Yeah, we like the big picture.
We do like the big picture.
Like,
and I like
the
small picture, too. I'm curious, you know, this is the first day of the show, but have you seen anything here that's really just knocked your socks off?
Knocked my socks off, no, but for example, there's some pretty neat stuff. Like, I was just at Anderson's booth, and they have a new trim system for their windows, and it's made out of that Fibrex material, which they've been, like, working on for years, and they've kind of downplayed it for years, and I think they wanted to make sure that it was cool and there weren't going to be callbacks, but now they have a trim system that goes around their windows. Essentially, it's a snap-on, really nice profiled system that is not made out of PVC like, you know, so many other systems. So it's a more stable, heat-resistant, color-fast system that can save a lot of time for builders and trades. They can just snap it on there, you know, waterproof, good stuff. Because durability is a big green issue, and it's one of those things that gets shoved under the rug a lot. But to me, durability is probably maybe at the top of the list of green, often not covered. Yep.
That raises a good point, and I'm already enjoying this conversation to the point where I don't want it to end, at least soon. And do you have kind of a checklist that you go through, at least in your mind? Yes, yes, no, yes.
Yes, I do. And in fact, there's also a red flag checklist, which is if a company is simply meeting federal regulations, and sometimes we'll be called in and a company will say, have you seen what we're doing in our plants? We now are completely in compliance with green regulations. That is not green. You have to be doing something above and beyond. And so, like, my checklist includes durability, life cycle, which is just coming into the conversation. What is the end of life of that product? It's one of the problems with vinyl siding, for example. I have an ongoing discussion with the vinyl industry about they want us to promote them and present them as a green product. But I've said not until they address end-of-life issues, because very little vinyl siding is recycled. They need to show us that they are moving in a green direction.
Right.
And that's another thing. We try not to hang anybody out to dry. Like, any product or material, if they're showing a genuine effort to bring down their embodied energy costs to cause less harm on the earth, I guess is what it comes down to.
Sure.
And, you know, that's another thing that's happening with green is the word sustainability isn't good enough anymore. Now we're talking about regenerative building, which means when you build a house and you landscape, you're actually going to be rebuilding that ecosystem. So this is like that's the out in front part of green building. When you build a house and you reconstruct that yard with, like, a permaculture concept, you're going to be purifying the water. You're going to build a house that's going to last hundreds of years instead of 50 years. You're thinking more like, like Europeans do, you know, where you may actually be adding something back to the landscape as opposed to just taking.
Wow.
And it's a great concept. I mean, it makes perfect sense. However, it always comes back to economics. Mm-hmm. Is there a general trend that, and I'm making this up, but it costs more up front than it does on the back end? You know, over the life cycle of the home, for example.
Right. Well, typically where builders go wrong and they say, I can't sell green, is they don't do the life cycle analysis. And part of the problem, of course, is sort of the American lifestyle of the disposable house where people move in and move out 7 years later. So it's not just the builder's fault. They don't really often don't have an incentive to build a house that'll last 300 years.
Right.
So part of it is changing that psychology. And you have to get both the builder and the consumer in line with the idea that you're building for several generations, not just for yourself. And that's the big quantum leap of thinking that I think has to take place.
That is a quantum leap, especially in our culture here in the United States. I mean, it really is. Nobody stays in their job for more than a few years. Nobody stays in their home for more than a few years. Everyone's trying to get to the next thing. We're constantly trying to get to the next thing.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I have an appointment right now.
Oh, Lord.
I got you. Matt, thanks for joining us.
You're very welcome.
Hope you guys have a good time. I got to run across the street here.
But it is so true. It is so true.
It is true, and that green, if I'm understanding you right, is about a certain level of permanence,
right.
A certain level of not having a massive portion of the life cycle in a landfill.
And I'll tell you, the conversation no one wants to have is consumption. And the bottom line is consumption needs to come down. We consume at 25 to 50 times higher than the rest of the planet. And one of the ways to get there without everybody just abandoning everything is to build products that are one-time products, that are durable products. So we don't have to give up everything. What we have to do is use the technology that we have, combine it with sort of a philosophical change of how we view livable communities, for example. And you'll see, like, even the NAHB talks now about livable communities, places that you don't want to leave. You don't want to move away and work and play somewhere else. You want to stay there because those are your people, and that's your house and, your community. And those are your gardens, and those are your perennials that you planted. You want to replant them.
And is it a greenwashing, as you said before, where builders are building walkable communities and then no one walks anywhere? Is that a kind of pushback from the consumer?
Well, I do think that in most walkable communities, they are used. Like, the walkability is used. I do think that you're going to see increased energy pressures have a huge influence on it. And as energy becomes more expensive and travel is more difficult, essentially, that's actually going to be a plus for the green, what we call the green transition. So if we can do it in a way that's smart as opposed to a knee-jerk reaction, the decline of the fossil fuel age could actually be a big plus for green development, green construction, green products. We have to start now, and we have to gradually ramp up as opposed to panicking when suddenly gas is, $8 a gallon.
Wow. And, you can get Green Builder magazine at Lowe's stores.
Yep. It's now, we're on the shelf at Lowe's now, most Lowe's.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. That was an absolutely fascinating conversation with editor-in-chief of Green Builder magazine, Matt Power. And we are, unfortunately, going to have to take a break. We would love to carry this conversation on another time. We will see you with more.
My Fix It Up Life.
Thinking of building a deck but not sure what product to use? Make the smart choice. Choose Real Wood. Pressure-treated wood is the number one decking material and has been for decades. It's easy to find, easy to use, affordable, and beautiful. Its strength and durability make it perfect for decks, gazebos, playsets, and any other backyard project. The authentic look of wood means your backyard project blends into your backyard. Real Wood is a perfect complement to nature, and it's simple to maintain. For more information, visit realoutdoorliving.com and follow us under Wood on Facebook. Real Wood, real fun. Win a Real Wood playset for your family, designed by our family at My Fix It Up Life. Visit free stuff on myfixituplife.com to enter to win today.
Portions of My Fix It Up Life are brought to you by FixMyHog.com, the number one DVD source for do-it-yourself Harley Davidson maintenance and performance. Know thy hog by visiting them online at FixMyHog.com.
Important medical alert to Avandia users. The diabetes drug Avandia has been linked to serious heart-related injury and even death. If you or a loved one used Avandia and suffered a heart attack, heart failure, stroke, or heart-related death, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Recent congressional reports and FDA studies have found an increased risk of heart attacks and heart failure in patients using the drug Avandia. Time is limited to file a claim. Don't wait. Submit your claim today. Call 1-800-944-0525. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call now for your free consultation. 1-800-944-0525. That's 1-800-944-0525. Find out your legal rights today. Time is limited to file a claim. Call 1-800-944-0525. The attorney responsible for this advertisement is Carrie L. Steigerwalt, admitted in California. Office address, 3636 Noble Drive, Suite 350, San Diego, California, 92122. Cases may be referred to or independently handled by other law firms.
The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement. 2 years after his father's death, Brendan is staring down the barrel of a divorce. He leaves his daughters in collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise his father made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping him with his own life.
I reach for my tape more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter rather than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a very rich and unique story. Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says a wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that great wisdom is built from the material of everyday life. Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide. Portions of this program brought to you by Codify Design Studio, specializing in graphic design technology across print, web, and mobile devices. Visit CodifyDesign.com. That's C-O-D-I-F-Y Design.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at greenstreetlux.com.
And you're back inside my Fix-It-Up Life, inside the International Builder Show at the Da Vinci Roofscapes booth, and I'm sitting next to my husband, Mark.
And I'm going to dovetail something from Da Vinci right now.
You are?
Yeah. Make your home a masterpiece. My wife is a masterpiece.
Aw, that's sweet.
Yeah.
And we try to make our home a masterpiece. We try to make everything in our lives a masterpiece. And you know what else?
Go with it. Roll it.
I'm going with it.
Roll it.
We had the opportunity to go to the Extreme Makeover Home Edition job site. That's, what, about an hour from here yesterday?
Yeah, give or take. Or by Florida cab driver standards, it's about 3 days.
And we're lucky enough to be joined by one of the producers right now.
We are. We're here with Milan Vasek. Did I say that right?
Pretty darn close.
Close enough. Yeah. We're here with Joe Smith.
I get a lot of Milan's, Milton, so Milan, right on.
Right on.
That's really good. Are you working on the house that's being built right now in Florida?
We are.
Yeah.
We're midstream. Actually, the family comes home on Friday, so the house is up. I mean, you guys saw where we were yesterday.
So yeah.
It's pretty unbelievable.
It's amazing. You know, we've seen the show on television, on ABC, 8 o'clock on Sunday nights, and it really is amazing to actually go there and visit the job site and see all of the blue shirts and see everybody just going crazy around the clock.
Right. Thousands of people literally will come and hit that job site, coming out to help, give a few hours out of their life to help us change somebody else's life, someone that's making a real difference in that community. So it's a pretty heartwarming thing to be a part of.
Wow.
Yeah, and, you know, from watching it on television, then actually being there, and we were lucky enough to actually get on the ground there, right in the house, in the backyard and stuff, it's like the book isn't better than the movie. You know, it's as it shows it on television. It's not fake. It's not, you know, there no magic happens through the camera. It's real.
It really is real. And it's amazing to see everyone just working so hard and being so dedicated. And it's energizing. Like, we wanted to stay last night. Like,
we
wanted to stay, and we were really kind of sad that we couldn't be there to help out and volunteer this week.
Right, you stand around long enough there, they're going to put you to work. About it. But you're right. I mean, we have kind of a saying on the show. It's like childbirth and warfare. No matter how you try to explain it, when you get out there, I mean, it's extreme neighborhood takeover. You're
sure.
Four or five city blocks shut down to handle all the VIP tents and the catering tent and the medics and all of those things. So
yeah, there were ambulances. The part where the spectators watch from and where we did our broadcast was literally someone else's front lawn. It wasn't a lawn here, really. It was, well, if it was, it might have been a lawn at one time.
It probably used to be a lawn.
There's a thousand people walked over it.
It'll be a lawn again once we're done, I promise, yeah.
But that's amazing, you know. Sometimes you say, well, you know, are they really doing that project in a week? They really are doing that project in a week.
You know what? That part's a little bit of the Hollywood stuff, because it's not a week. It's 4.5 days that the builder has. The show's here for a week, but the first day we've got to just Ty walks through with the family to see the house in its current condition. We got to pack up all their belongings. So demo typically starts on day two, and that's when the clock starts. The builder has 106 hours from the time we allow them to demo it till they turn the keys back over to Ty and his team.
106 hours?
A little more than 4.5 days.
Now, we had the opportunity to talk to the builder yesterday, too, and I asked him, how did you agree to that? Like, how do you, like, put yourself out there to agree to do this? Because he doesn't really get to see the plans or anything, like, really far in advance. And to get the team together and to get all the volunteers and to make it happen in 106 hours.
That's right. They're kind of in the Super Bowl of builders, for no question about it. And that's part of why we're here at IBS this week, you know, to kind of reach out for other trades and subs and find some other builders for next season. But, yeah, Jake and his team with Lifestyle Homes, amazing group, and just – I mean, you saw him. He's still so calm in the middle of that kind of controlled chaos. And,
yes.
Great guy.
When we were there, we had a bobcat driving back and forth behind us. There were guys tying rebar so fast for the wind turbine, can't even believe it. And it was just, it was humming, constantly humming. And how do you, as a senior producer, follow it?
Well, we have timelines that kind of break down where we need to be about every 15 to 30 minutes, what our critical pathways are. We've got so many eyes on the set, and I have to give a big shout-out to Kim Lewis, our designer, and our design team, David Bowler, Director of Construction, who really keep that process going and kind of teach the builder the vertical building process for us. Because, you know, in the trades, it's pretty typical that the plumbers aren't going to go in there when the electricians are in there and vice versa.
Right.
These guys are stacked deep on top of each other and in there helping each other out. So it's an amazing thing, the community coming together, but also all those trades and subs doing the same thing.
Yeah, it was blowing my mind to see all of the different, you know, seeing the doors set up, ready to go in. The trim was primed, I think, and over there, you know, they're working, trying to, you know, put this, put the footing in and everything. And then we're inside. There's got to be, what, five guys on drywall stilts walking around, trying to finish the drywall.
In every room.
In every room.
Yeah.
And the guys with the stucco outside of the house. And I was just, how do you organize that? How many of you are there at Extreme Makeover? How many producers are there?
Well,
there's got to be 100 of you.
On our crew, yes. There's about 70 to 80 people that come with the show to actually film it. And then you've got anywhere from 100 to 300 trades out there on any given day. So it's a massive undertaking. Like I said, we probably go through 3,000 to 5,000 volunteers that actually work on the site. And then it's not unusual to see another couple hundred to a couple thousand spectators out there watching and cheering us on. So.
Now, And when you're building a house or something, are you each producer in charge of a trade or a part of the house or a project or a room in the house?
Great question.
Not exactly. I mean, we have a director of construction who's in charge to getting the build done. We have a phenomenal design team that's in charge of, you know, how the house is going to look and all the overall colors and schemes and all of that type of stuff. And then, you know, guys that are in charge of telling story and filming. And so it is kind of compartmentalized. I work with the advanced team, so we go out and meet with the counties and cities and find builders to take on the project.
Now, how do you keep it quiet? How do you keep a project like this quiet and be able to surprise homeowners How do you surprise
them?
Yeah,
my question is, how do they know to be home that day?
Yeah.
Well, that is part of it. I mean, we're usually looking at 3 to 5 families in any area that we go. And, of course, we have to have them home when Ty jumps off that bus. So they know that's the day they're going to be picked. It is a surprise for them, and it needs to stay that way. So I can't really tell you that, because any families that are listening that we might come back to, they learn our tricks. We're in trouble at that point.
Oh, that's
nice.
True.
Nice. Now, do you find yourself being on these job sites all the time, becoming sort of an expert in construction as you're just immersed in it?
No, fortunately, I have an expert in that. That's David Bullard, our director of construction, because I can't, you know, hammer a nail straight. So it's a good thing I don't have to do that part of it yet.
And do people assume that you can build just because you're a producer on Extreme Makeover Home Edition?
Yes, especially coming through the holidays. You'd be surprised how many people are asking me at, like, family parties and whatnot, can you help me do this?
Can you help me set a toilet? Can you help me hang a cabinet? Sure.
Well, and how do you find the families, too?
You know, people nominate to the show. You can either nominate a family if you know someone deserving. You go to abc.com, click on the makeover page, and fill out the application. So families can nominate themselves. A lot of times we get communities that will nominate a family, or they come to us all different ways, but the process starts right there at the website.
And I heard that the project we saw was the 17th episode in the 8th season of Extreme Makeover Home Edition. How many houses? Do you know how many houses you've actually built in the history of it?
The number of projects, this is 185th time for us.
185th
time. But we've done numerous where we've had, you know, two homes, or we've done two or three structures on a lot. So we're in the 200 range as far as that goes. But 185 families we've impacted. So.
Wow. And you guys just surprised someone yesterday in South Carolina.
That's right.
I know. I have a friend who is involved in the who's involved on in the builder side of it, who told me that. I said I was at this Extreme Makeover Home Edition in Florida, and he said, I just surprised the family in South Carolina today.
Yeah, you know, we're typically doing 22 to 25 episodes a season, and in order to accomplish that, we've got two companies, an Alpha unit and a Bravo unit, and they'll door knock a family about 4 days apart. So while we're filming here, like you just said, we're up in Georgia doing the same thing.
Absolutely amazing.
Just want you to know that everything now in my life is going to become Alpha, Bravo, and door knocked.
You were already doing that yesterday.
Hey, you know, we have two kids at home. I'm door knocking them in the morning. Hey, Alpha and Bravo, you're getting door knocked.
Door knocking them for school.
There you go. The reveal is even more fun.
Any other cool language I can steal?
But I've just given you one, the reveal. You know, that's when the family comes home. We do the move the bus chant. So come on out Friday and join us for that.
Now, do you ever let anyone on the bus that move the bus? Because our producer, Jessica, is dying to be on the bus when the bus moves and just do a little wave.
Just take a very short ride. Definitely tint the windows. You know what I mean?
Right.
That would be a great bus to be on. That would be exciting.
Yeah, we have done a few VIP tours here and there on the bus. During that scene, probably not, because it's pretty critical we get it right. But maybe right after we finish that, we might be able to get her on.
Is it the same bus driver every time?
Yes.
Yeah. Really? Is it from the very first one?
I'm sorry.
For all 185 houses you've done?
No, we've gone through some different drivers with that, but Brian's been with us for a number of years. I think probably 5 or 6 years at least, and yeah, he's the guy. So he'll drive it up to Georgia, bring it back down here. And
really?
Yep.
So it's there's the one bus.
You know, exactly. Same thing with Ty. I mean, that guy, it's great that he has that much energy, because we're doing two shows. He's got to be on both of them. So he's down here with us to surprise the family, do the door knock as you
door knock,
now.
He's door knocking it.
Alpha, Beta.
Alpha, Bravo.
Bravo.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Who knows? We may have Charlie coming up before too long.
Charlie.
Oh,
that is so good. That is so good.
We've got Milan Vosick here, who's an executive producer. I'm sorry, senior producer with Extreme Makeover Home Edition.
We can give him a bump.
Yeah, thanks,
you know, you're
guys.
Promoted. You know what?
Super executive producer of Extreme Makeover. He's an extreme producer.
He's giving us all kinds of new lingo.
Mm-hmm.
He's cluing us in what Ty's doing when we're not seeing him on camera, which is it's not like he's lounging around in a trailer.
He's not calm off camera.
No, you know, I mean, like I was about to say, he's got to do the surprise in this state. He, day one, day two, set up and talk to the designers about the room themes and what we're doing for this family. Then he gets on a plane, day three, flies over to the neighboring state where he's going to surprise that family and door knock there with the Bravo company. Day one, day two, part of day three, flies back to us to bring the family home, or to finish up his room and some of the
Does he
challenges.
Drink a lot of coffee?
This always happens on my Fix It Up Life. It goes from good to better. Then we have to take a break, which we are going to do now. And we'll see you with more from the Builder Show on my Fix It Up Life.
Portions of My Fix It Up Life are brought to you by FixMyHog.com, the number one DVD source for do-it-yourself Harley-Davidson maintenance and performance. Know Thy Hog by visiting them online at FixMyHog.com.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now at 800-303-8248 and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste a minute helping you with your tax problems. We'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. We've settled millions of dollars of tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking on your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 800-303-8248. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-303-8248. That's 800-303-8248. Again, 800-303-8248.
Got a home improvement question? My Fix It Up Life's Mark and Teresa are ready to help. Call toll-free 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixituplife.com to ask your home improvement question. From decks to tiling, licensed contractors Mark and Teresa want to help make your next home improvement project easier. Call them at 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixituplife.com for their helpful advice today. My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa is what's best in home improvement entertainment.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-398-3813.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security checks. Over the past decade, the tax team at J.K. Harris has successfully negotiated settlements for our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-398-3813. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-398-3813. That's 800-398-3813.
Real wood, real fun. Win a real wood playset for your family, designed by our family at My Fix It Up Life. Visit free stuff on myfixituplife.com to enter to win today.
Portions of My Fix It Up Life are brought to you by FixMyHog.com, the number one DVD source for do-it-yourself Harley-Davidson maintenance and performance. Know Thy Hog by visiting them online at FixMyHog.com.
And you're inside My Fix It Up Life at the International Builders Show. We're inside the Da Vinci Roofscapes booth, and I'm sitting here with my husband, Mark.
And I'm sitting here with my fabulous wife, Teresa. We're actually in the aisle.
We're actually spilling out into the aisle where there's 60,000 people milling around here.
Yeah, or so.
60,000, 60,001.
It's the 67th show. I'm looking for there to be 67,000.
Well, and we have one of those people sitting with us, too, in these great director's chairs. I love these.
Yeah, I can tell she's happy already. Big
I
smile
am very,
on her face.
Oh, really?
This is Kathy Oleg from Generac here to talk with us about backup generators and other Generac products. How you doing, Kathy?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
We're doing good.
Yeah, Teresa's better than me. That's an absolute, not like subjective. She is better than me.
I am not, darling.
Yeah.
No, we work together. We're a team.
Yeah, we're a team.
Yeah, I think we could probably use a backup generator just for ourselves right now, too. This is a busy show.
It is, absolutely. We're telling a lot of people about automatic standby power. It's definitely a growing category, and with all the snowstorms, definitely a lot of people that are thinking about what happens when the power goes out.
Yeah, well, no doubt. I mean, there are probably thousands of people who haven't made it to this show because Atlanta got hit, the Mid-Atlantic got hit, and right after that, New England got hit. So there is severe winter weather. And is that when you often see the need for backup power?
Anytime that the power goes out, they need an immediate solution. You know, they're worried about pipes bursting, or, you know, in the case where we live in Wisconsin, sometimes we get a lot of rain. Sump pumps need to stay powered, so you want to avoid a flooded basement. There's a lot of consequences, very serious consequences that can occur when you're without power for hours or even days.
Wow, that's just doesn't make me very happy.
No,
to think about that.
And when, just so my Fix It Up Life listeners can get a handle on it, we're not talking about wheel it out of your garage, pour some gas in the tank, and pull the string, right?
Absolutely. That is an immediate option. You know, oftentimes that's only what you can find
right.
in the event of a power outage. But what we offer is a more permanent solution. You don't need to be home. It turns on automatically within seconds of when the power goes out. So you really don't need to worry. It truly is, you know, a hands-free solution.
Wow, peace of mind.
Absolutely.
Really. Because if you're here, like, at the International Builders Show and back home, you know, we have a huge snowstorm. You don't have to worry about it.
Right. Right, exactly. So, and what is the fuel that's going to fuel a backup generator like that?
It's either natural gas or LP. So, usually whatever the existing home's fuel source is.
Gotcha. So, if you have a liquid propane tank, the plumber is going to pipe it to the unit, or he's going to tap into the natural gas line somewhere, and it's going to fuel the unit that way.
You got it, Mark.
Wow.
You're smart.
Hey, I know about stuff.
Now, tell us a little bit about EcoGen. What is that?
EcoGen is a product that we just introduced. It is the first off-grid standby generator. So it integrates into an existing alternative energy system, so solar or wind. There are times when the sun isn't shining or the
right.
wind isn't blowing.
Right.
So you need to make sure your battery bank is charged up. And that's what EcoGen does. It automatically turns on, recharges the battery, and makes sure that the home has power.
So the off-the-grid house has uninterrupted power?
Correct.
Nice. Okay. Now,
so there's a solution for everyone.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah, that works. Now, where's my train of thought?
I think my train of thought
has left the building. Installing a backup generator is a pretty complicated project. This isn't a DIY project, by and large.
It depends on your comfort level. We do sell...
I'm uncomfortable all the time. Right now, I'm particularly uncomfortable. So should I install one? I tremble a lot. I like to move around. I'm getting a little antsy. I'm somewhat hungry.
Well, we do make pre-wired easy switches that are color-coded. So that makes it very easy for someone who does have some comfort level with electrical wiring to wire into an existing panel.
Okay.
We do recommend that you work with a licensed electrician, and we do also recommend that you talk to your local jurisdiction to be aware of any permits that may be required.
Yeah.
Wow.
But we
do try to keep it easy. So
sure.
A homeowner, for example, could do some of the landscaping and site prep. That'll help them save on the installation cost.
And what is that, basically? Is it a concrete pad, or can you put it on stones?
It depends. Many of our units come with a composite pad, mm-hmm. so you don't necessarily need to pour concrete, but again, that's governed by the local municipality.
Okay. Oh, they're going to make the call on
Correct.
What the pad is. Sizing these units, it's not a one-size-fits-all. It can Generac help with, you know, I only want to power the main systems of the house, like I'm making it up, but like the fridge, the kitchen lights, you know, a circuit, keep the kitchen going.
No, that's good. No, you're making it up and you're absolutely right. We do have a
check that off the box. I get three of those a day. Or you can do the entire house as if the power never shut off in the first place.
Correct. We have options to cover whatever you're interested in doing. And on our website, generac.com, we have a sizing calculator.
Ooh.
So you can check off, this is what I want to have powered in an event of a power outage. And that helps you determine what size you may need.
Oh, a sizing calculator, too. That makes it really easy.
That's up your alley right
wow.
there.
Wow. I love that stuff.
Now, as far as sizing, the size of the units are going to vary depending upon how much juice they need to fork out, right?
Yes.
So a generator that's going to power a whole large house is going to be a certain size, but one that only powers a single room will be smaller than that, right?
Well, it depends on the size of your home.
Yeah.
So, but we do offer a very small, affordable unit called our Core Power Series. It starts at around $1,800. And that has a very nice, compact footprint.
Right.
So it really blends in very well with landscaping. This is not an eyesore outside of your home.
Now, for the homeowner who is going to have this put in, have it installed, and then say, you know what, I just want to put in some buffer plants, you know, put some flowers around it. Does it need air to breathe? Can you or just jam plants right against it?
It does jam the plant right against it.
Yeah, that's really? I'm a landscaper. I'm just not a good one. What I would do is
Can you get the plants to it? Like, why don't you ask how close you can get the plants instead of jamming them in there? Can you put a tree inside of it?
Have you ever met me? Yeah, can you grow a tree on it? Can you put it underground? So Generac's new underground generators.
That grows trees.
You're giving me good product development ideas.
Yeah. You know what? You could put it in a little room.
A little
no,
room?
No. We definitely need proper ventilation.
I meant an outside room.
No.
In a subterranean generator. You want to use me for product development. Here's
no, you
my
don't.
Number.
Not so much. No. So how close can you get landscaping to it?
Well, I guess what we're looking at is how close you can go to the home.
Mm-hmm.
Our units can be as close as 18 inches to your home,
okay,
which is, you know, something that can't be matched by some of our competitors. So you can tuck it in so it isn't going to be obtrusive. It looks very great. It looks very nice. It's a nice contoured design.
Sure.
So as far as how close landscaping can get, you know, certainly we have our recommendations as the manufacturer, but we do know that homeowners do take liberties and
sure
landscape
no,
their home as
I understand.
They wish.
Here's the other side of that coin. Can I put it, or can a homeowner take it and put it in, say, in a distant corner of the yard and then maybe do a nice fence enclosure around it or something of that nature?
They could put it further away from the home, but then you're running more conduit and mm-hmm. more piping to the fuel line and to the electrical panel. So there's just a lot of considerations
sure.
that the homeowner needs to look at when installing.
That's cool, but there are options is the point.
Absolutely, absolutely.
You can put it pretty much anywhere you want. It needs to breathe air. How about, and we have about 30 seconds left, how about maintenance? Does it just sit there or does anything need to happen to it?
It does have an engine, so with any engine it needs oil changes and proper maintenance.
Sounds easy, sounds safe.
That would be
safe.
Very easy for you to do on your honey-do list, darling.
Thanks for joining us on My Fix It Up Life, where every week we love taking you on an insider's tour of home improvement, talking with the hottest celebrities
and the industry's most respected experts about new products, trends, and hot topics that you need to know to get your next project completed on time and on budget.
And we're sharing our tips and tricks to managing the chaos of home improvement projects while living inside your Fix It Up home.
So don't forget to ask us your questions at 888-710-5557
or online through info@myfixituplife.com, Facebook, and Twitter.
Check out podcasts of My Fix It Up Life shows on iTunes.
And our how-to videos on YouTube and live stream.
So take a break from your hectic Fix It Up Life and find out what's new in home improvement from our family to yours.
Every week on My Fix It Up Life.